Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we make serverless sound less server messy.
And sometimes even fun. I'm Jamie, your resident, wait, what does that mean, question asker?
And I'm Alex, here to untangle the latest in tech so you don't have to rage search Stack Overflow at 2 a.m.
Today's episode is pure gold for anyone running Cloudflare workers in production or just wants to flex at their next dev meetup. We're breaking down observability in Cloudflare workers for 2026. Spoiler, it's way more than just staring at logs and hoping for the best.
Oh yeah, we're talking workers logs, sampling strategies, live debugging with Wrangler Tail, and my personal favorite, how to shoot your traces straight into Sentry, all without gluing SDKs everywhere.
Wait, so I don't need to install another NPM package and pray it actually works?
Not unless you want the full Sentry magic. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning. How to turn on observability for your Cloudflare worker and why you should care.
Okay, confession. I always assumed workers' logs were just on by default, like fire and forget.
You're not totally wrong. New workers have logging toggled on in the dashboard, but, and it's a big but, you need to add observability enabled true in your Wrangler.toml to actually start ingesting those logs.
So just flipping a switch in the UI isn't enough?
Nope. It's classic Cloudflare. The docs say add it to your config and redeploy. Otherwise, your logs are just ghosting you.
Oof. Been there. So what's the deal with logging formats? I've seen people just console.log user ID 123. Is that a problem?
Huge problem, actually. The workers dashboard is smart. If you log objects like console.log user ID 123, it auto-indexes those fields. That means you can search logs by user ID, country, request ID, all the good stuff. But if you log a string, it's just one big blob, no fast searching.
So objects good, strings sad.
Exactly. And always tack on a unique request ID. Your future self will thank you when you're tracing issues across Sentry, your database, and random third-party APIs.
Got it. So logs are enabled, structured, and sprinkled with IDs. What about sampling? I hear sampling rate and immediately think of cheap headphones.
Not far off. In this case, it's about cost control. The head sampling rate lets you decide what percentage of invocations get logged. So head sampling rate equals 0.1 means 10% of requests are fully logged. Every log line, every trace.
Wait, it samples invocations, not individual log lines?
Spot on. If your worker gets hammered with millions of requests, logging everything could bankrupt you, or at least blow your free tier. Sampling at the invocation level means you get the full picture for sampled requests, but skip the noise and cost for the rest.
Smart. So free plan gets you, what, 200,000 log events a day?
Yep, with 3-day retention. Paid plans bundle 20 million events per month and give you 7-day retention. After that, it's 60 cents per million extra events. So sample wisely, or risk the wrath of your finance team.
Okay, logs are flowing, but what if I want to debug something right now? Refreshing dashboards isn't my idea of real time.
Enter Wrangler Tail. It streams logs straight to your terminal, all pretty and structured. You can filter too, like only errors or just post requests.
So I can do npx Wrangler Tail dash status error and just watch the explosions?
Exactly. Fun at parties too. And if you want to trace a specific request, just search by its request ID. It's real-time and perfect for on-call firefighting.
But what about sampling? Does Wrangler Tail also drop logs if things get busy?
It can, but it'll warn you when sampling kicks in. That's why using filters is key. You want to narrow the stream before Cloudflare starts dropping stuff.
Good to know. So, let's say I want to ship logs somewhere else, to S3, Datadog, or Sentry. How do I choose between workers logs, tail workers, and log push?
Great question. Here's the cheat sheet. Workers logs are Cloudflare's dashboard solution, searchable, easy, but stays on their turf. Log push is for shoving logs into your log warehouse. Think Datadog, S3, Splunk. Tail workers are for maximum control. You write a worker to process logs before they leave, scrub PII, fork them, whatever. But it's paid only, and if your tail is slow, it can get pricey.
So, if all I want is Sentry dashboards, I can skip the fancy stuff?
In 2026? Absolutely. Cloudflare rolled out OTel pipelines. You can export traces and logs to Sentry with zero code changes. Just point your observability settings at your Sentry OTLP endpoint in the Cloudflare dashboard, and you're done.
Wait, seriously, no SDK, no extra packages?
None needed, unless you want that full Sentry experience. Exceptions, breadcrumbs, release tracking, all the bells and whistles.
And then I'd install the Sentry Cloudflare SDK and wrap my handler.
Bingo. Just remember to set compatibility flags equals Node.js compat in your Wrangler config. Async local storage is a must for Sentry's magic to work.
So cost-wise, if I've got a worker doing, say, 15 million requests a month, what am I looking at?
On the paid plan, that fits in the 20 meme event bundle, so you're covered, unless you're logging like a maniac. Keep your sampling rate sensible, and your bill stays predictable.
Whew, my wallet can breathe easy.
For now! But really, observability in 2026 is light years ahead of the old days. You get structured logs, real-time debugging, and open pipelines to all the major tracing tools without the SDK sprawl.
This is the first time I don't feel totally lost staring at Cloudflare logs. Thanks, Alex.
Always happy to demystify the edge, one sampled request at a time.
All right, nerds, that's a wrap for today's Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you learned something, or just enjoyed the banter, smash that subscribe button and share us with your favorite on-call buddy.
And if you have questions or horror stories about logging gone wrong, drop us a note. We love a good I broke prod tale.
Until next time, keep your logs structured and your sampling rate sane.